1 Chronicles, chapter 21. And Satan stood up against Israel, and moved David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the princes of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring me word, that I may know the sum of them. And Joab said, Yahweh make his people 100 times as many as they are, but, my lord the king, are they not all my lord's slaves? Why does my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of guilt to Israel? Nevertheless the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore Joab departed, and went throughout all Israel, and came to Jerusalem. And Joab gave up the sum of the numbering of the people to David. And all those of Israel were 1,000,000 and 100,000 men who drew sword, and Judah was 470,000 men who drew sword. But Levi and Benjamin he did not count among them, for the king's word was disgusting to Joab. And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he struck Israel. And David said to God, I have sinned greatly, in that I have done this thing, but now, put away, I urge you, the iniquity of your slave, for I have done very foolishly. And Yahweh spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and speak to David, saying, Thus says Yahweh, I offer you 3 things, choose for yourself one of them, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David, and said to him, Thus says Yahweh, take which you will. Either 3 years of famine, or 3 months to be consumed before your foes, while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or 3 days the sword of Yahweh, even pestilence in the land, and the angel of Yahweh destroying throughout all the borders of Israel. Now therefore consider what answer I will return to him who sent me. And David said to Gad, I am in a great strait, let me fall, I pray, into the hand of Yahweh, for very great are his mercies, and don't let me fall into the hand of man. So Yahweh sent a pestilence on Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it, and as he was about to destroy, Yahweh looked, and he repented of the evil, and said to the destroying angel, It is enough, now let down your hand. And the angel of Yahweh was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes, and saw the angel of Yahweh standing between earth and heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. And David said to God, Is it not I who commanded the people to be numbered? It is I who have sinned and done very wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray you, O Yahweh my God, be against me, and against my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued. Then the angel of Yahweh commanded Gad to say to David, that David should go up, and rear an altar to Yahweh in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spoke in the name of Yahweh. And Ornan turned back, and saw the angel, and his 4 sons who were with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor, and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, Give me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build on it an altar to Yahweh, for the full price in silver you will give it to me, that the plague may be stopped from the people. And Ornan said to David, Take it for yourself, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Look, I give you the oxen for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meal offering, I give it all. And King David said to Ornan, No, but I will truly buy it for the full price in silver, for I will not take that which is yours for Yahweh, nor offer a burnt offering without cost. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar to Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called on Yahweh, and he answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of burnt offering. And Yahweh commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into its sheath. At that time, when David saw that Yahweh had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. For the tabernacle of Yahweh, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering, were at that time in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of Yahweh.